step into the Wild West at the Sydney Opera House with the musical production Calamity Jane. Hitting the stage, yippee-ki-yay! Calamity Jane is all about a badass, swaggering female sharpshooter who's deadly with a whip, but longs for something deeper. Presented by the Sydney Opera House and One-Eyed Man Productions, the town of Deadwood is brought to life in the studio room at the Opera House. It plays from October 14th till November 16th, and cast member Vicky Falconer joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Howdy and welcome to 2SER Breakfast, Vicky.
Howdy, howdy indeed. You got the lingo down.
Oh, well, you know, I have a very good cast and crew working for me. How's your American cowgirl accent, Vicky?
I mean, the southern drawl, it's all right. I'm working on it.
You're working? Oh, this is beautiful. In a nutshell, if you're stuck there in an elevator and people are saying, what is this Calamity Jane all about? What's your answer?
It is a beautiful queer love story set in the Great Wild West with a beautiful, stunning, iconic human who is actually based on a real person, Calamity Jane, played by the inimitable Virginia Gay, as we know, and also on some days by Billy Palin, incredible superstar. And this human is just trying to find out who she is in the world. You know, she's just trying to find her place. She's trying to find out who she is. She's trying to find out where she belongs in this really small, very interesting community of, let's be real, weirdos that live in the Wild West. And most of the action takes place in the Golden Garter Saloon, which the showman of the town, Henry Miller, who is definitely my uncle and not anything dodgy, don't worry about it. It's totally fine and perfectly normal. He runs this place and is trying to get, you know, the best acts of the best into town. And lots of mayhem and mishaps occur, and then the whole thing ends with three weddings, and I cannot tell you how we get there because honestly, it's still all happening on the stage. It's still all getting done.
I had no idea that there was parallels between my life and that of Calamity Jane.
Isn't that crazy?
But I must reassess. Vicky, you play two characters, is that right?
I do. Well, three, technically.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to miss out on the very important human that is called Crate Man.
Sorry?
Crate Man. Crate Man, yeah.
Crate Man.
Yeah, Crate Man.
So like a surname, like John Crateman or something? What about the other two characters?
Okay, my other characters is Susan, who is the aforementioned niece of the showman, Henry Miller, that runs the Golden Garter. And she is a local. She's got some very particular talents. She kind of goes on stage as the warm act for whoever has come into town. She's not particularly great at what she does, but my God, she does it with like a rabid need for attention and a pure-hearted joy for
who
she is.
That's beautiful. Now, the original stage show, this had a cast of 30. If you're playing three characters, by my recognition, that's you're 10%. Is that how many you've got in the cast, 30 people?
Listen, you know, times are tough in theatre.
You're not there counting heads.
Times
at the
are
start.
Tough.
You're not taking a role.
But we do have a very, very active group of how many are there? Like maybe eight altogether? 10?
Ooh, that's it. And doing so
need.
Many roles amongst the eight of you. What is it about the character, Calamity Jane, that is so popular and still resonates with people and draws people in?
I mean, I'm one of those people that grew up watching the Doris Day movie.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
I loved that movie. And honestly, when you go back and watch it, like some of it holds up, some of it, it was a different time, you know, feminism, not such a deal. But this version really reimagines all of it through a different lens, through a very contemporary lens. And the same themes, though, still ring true, like the search for authenticity, the search for who you are, the search for your people, for your tribe, you know, that is what this is all about.
Was it that movie like Calamity Jane and movies like it that set you upon this path?
I'd say definitely. Like, there's a bunch of different reasons why I ended up being a little weirdo showbiz, carny, cabaret, musical theatre idiot. Definitely watching old MGM movies, there's something super nostalgic and beautiful about it. You know, those songs, they break into these beautiful numbers, the soaring strings. I mean, granted, there is only one violin in this show, and it's me. But you know what? I'll give it a go.
I want a new generation of people just like you, so I'm trying to find out what the influences were so I can... this, and expose them to a new generation.
Singing in the Rain, you know, and just like a little hint of Tia Carrera in Wayne's World.
It must be nice to sit back and play a character without the added responsibility of directing, because you're actually a co-director of Hayes Theatre, a musical director.
I am. And honestly, secretly, it's the first musical that I've done that I've not been a creative on. And it is a revelation. It's a revelation. Like half of act two, I'm not even on stage. I'm just going to be sitting backstage. It means that you can just put so much into who these characters are. And the other character I play is Adelaide Adams, who is she thinks she is an incredible star, and she is, but she may not be quite the movie star she thinks she is, and maybe more of a showgirl. But, you know, she's a different kettle of fish from Susan, who was just all beans and joy. So I think being able to spend time actually giving a little bit of, you know, reality and shape and depth to these otherwise could be just comical characters is part of the fun.
Vicky Falconer, they ought to bottle you. You're an absolute awesome thing. On at Calamity Jane, playing from the 14th of October till the 16th of November at the Opera House. Go to the sydneyoperahouse.com for tickets. But before I let you go, little lady.
Go on.
Before I let you go, I've got to test your cowgirl skills. Not with the gun, not with the lasso,
shame,
obviously. But really, you can lasso?
Oh, yeah. I grew up on a farm, babe. I could shoot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
If only the, two SER budget allowed for a herd of steer in here to really test you. But I'm going to go through some Western terminologies with you and get you to decipher the meanings, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, go on.
Firstly, belly aching.
Is it when you're complaining?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yes.
I was going to use it in a sentence and say, quit belly aching and get back to love making. How about this one?
Totally the show.
Buckaroo.
Oh, cowboy. Isn't it just a little cow person?
Geez, you've got to be careful when you're saying that sort of stuff.
I'm going to say cow person.
Okay. Here's one for you. This is another one you'd have to be careful for saying
I'm
in
ready.
A public forum as well. Cow puncher.
Oh.
As in that there man is one fine cow puncher.
Well, what'd you call me? I is someone who does the branding of the steers.
A cowboy that drives herds to the marketplace.
So close.
Which is, I wonder if this is going to be something that you regret one day. You'll
Maybe.
Be like, oh, I can't believe I missed out on the cow puncher thing. And people around you will be like, are you
already,
okay, Vicky?
Yeah.
You're smelling toast.
Problem.
Ace high, as in that lasso one is ace high.
Ace high. Amazing. Great.
Much like your lassoing, no doubt is.
Honestly.
Like cast member Vicky Falconer. Calamity Jane on at the Sydney Opera House. Vicky, you're a return guest. I'm going to do everything in my power to get you back again. You're an absolute bundle of joy.
I
Thank you so much
here.
For joining us here today on 2SER Breakfast.
My pleasure.